This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, July 23. Creation groans. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 8. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth. The creation has been groaning, says the Apostle Paul in Romans 8. We have all been distressed by news of natural disasters around the world. Wildfires, droughts, floods, hurricanes, cyclones, blistering heat waves. God's good creation, designed to function beautifully and predictably as our dwelling place, suffers under the curse of sin. The groaning of creation is echoed in the groaning of people whose lives are affected by extreme weather events. Subsistence farmers who wait in vain for rain, coastal people whose land erodes under their feet, refugees in tent cities who cannot escape rains that have swept their homes away, farmers who watch floodwaters destroy their life's work, whole communities that have to evacuate their homes to flee firestorms. As always, the impact is greatest on people who are most vulnerable, living on the edge of survival. Many gains made against global poverty in the past decades are being undone by climate events. The Bible teaches that God loves His creation, summons it to sing forth His praises, and gives it to us for our care and enjoyment. Our sin has spoiled creation, but God promises that creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into freedom. Let's live in a way that shows we care for God's creation, for the sake of all people, and especially our Savior.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.